We learned out from the Gemara in Yuma that Pikuach Nefesh is Doche Shabbos with different sources. So we have to examine what does that mean, that Pikuach Nefesh is Doche Shabbos. In the terms of the Rishonim, do we say Shabbos is Hutra? It's like completely permitted. It's like it's Tuesday or it's Dechuya. It pushes it off. In other words, everything's fundamentally usher, but we permit you to do things to save a life. So do we say it's what they call Hutra or Dechuya? Do we have to minimize our desecration or everything goes? So in fact, the Vilna Gaon writes that the source of Pikuach Nefesh Doche Shabbos is Mila Doche Shabbos, then we have to figure out if Mila is Doche Shabbos or not. So we have to figure out when Mila is Doche Shabbos, is it Doche Shabbos because it's Hutra or Dechuya? So actually the Gemara never talks about Hutra Dechuya in terms of Pikuach Nefesh Doche Shabbos, but it does, Gemara in Yuma, Vav Amabez, Amachokes, Rav Nachman, and Rav Sheshes, when it talks about whether Tuma, someone has to bring a carbon in the Tameh, so the expression is Tuma Hutra Betzibor, that it's, everything goes, it's all permissible, or Tuma Dechuya Betzibor, you have to minimize. So Rashi explains there, if you assume it's Dechuya, you have to minimize whatever you can. And others point out is how far do you have to look for, how far or at all do you have to look for a Kohen who's pure? As we'll see, kind of like by Shabbos, how far do you have to go to minimize the prohibition? So you have a couple of Gemaras that seem to, at first glance, imply different directions. So there's a Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Chav Ches Amud Beis, about turning on a light for a blind person. A blind woman's going to give birth. And if the Gemara says if she wants the light on, you could turn it on. Aye, she's blind. She's not going to get direct Hanar from the light. But the Gemara says that, no, the fact that she knows the light's on keeps her happy. She thinks now that the doctors could do their job. So we see, you know, it's psychological, Pikuach Nefesh. So some want to argue from this Gemara, we see that Pikuach Nefesh is Hutra. Why? Because if you're not directly benefiting. And others may be arguing, say you are directly benefiting the fact that overall she has to be in good spirits, that would affect. So that's one Gemara that we see, but that's the facts. You can turn on the light for a blind woman, even though she's not directly benefiting. So you could argue Pashas is Hutra, but you know the Dechuya camp could argue. Another Gemara in Yuma, Pei Beis Amud Beis, it says, when you do have to violate Shabbos, Machalo Shabbos, it says, Gedolei Yisrael should perform the act. Not a guy and not a katan. So people want to say, if Pikuach Nefesh were Dechuya, then obviously it's better to ask a child or a non-Jew, because that's a lesser violation. Therefore, it seems to be Hutra. Of course, those who argue, no, really, it is Dechuya. But the reason why you're not asking a non-Jew is because if you ask a non-Jew, in a case where there isn't a non-Jew, people would think you're not allowed to Machal Shabbos, so therefore it doesn't prove anything. And in fact, there's a Machokas, what does the Gemara mean? That you should violate Shabbos al Yidei Gedolei Yisrael, so the Beis Yosef. And the Shulchan Aruch writes, is referring to someone bar mitzvah, adults rather than kids. And the Taz disagrees and says, it means Gedolei Ador, respected Torah scholars. And therefore, the Gedolei Yisrael should be the one specifically doing it so people will learn. That's a further debate about who should do it. So we have a Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Chav Ches Amid Beis, about the light. And we have the Gemara in Yuma, Beis Amid Beis, 84b, about that we Machal Shabbos Ayidei Gedolei Yisrael. So the simple reading both seem to imply Hutra, even though the Duchuya Kim could respond back. And then two other Gemaras seem at first glance to say Duchuya will have to, the Hutra Kim will have to come up with reasons to explain. So what's the Gemara? Also, the Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Chav Ches Amid Beis 128b, then you should, that when, if it's possible, when Pikuach Nefesh is Doche Shabbos, you should do it with a Shinoi. You should not do it the normal way to try to make it into a rabbinical prohibition. So someone to bring a Rayim shows it must be Dechuya, or else what are you worried about? If it's Hutra, why would you do it like a Shinoi? Of course, no one says to do it like a Shinoi if it's going to cause more dangerous, like during the coronavirus. I think Rav Schechter, one of his tubas, talks about because you're afraid to call, go by taxi or Uber, so there's no other option. So they talk about turning on the car with the Shinoi, doing other things, but he clearly points out, when you're driving the car, don't do it with the Shinoi. That's going to be dangerous. So clearly, it's only on the Shini on different details. And there's one other Gemara, the Gemara in Menachas, Samach, Dalet, Amud Aleph, where they talk about a situation where a person has to eat something that involves desecrating the Shabbos. The case is, in other words, the doctor said you have to eat two dates. So there's two ways to getting these dates. There are two different branches, and you could cut one date from each of the two branches. So you're doing two mices, two acts of cutting. Or you could cut one branch, but you have three dates on it. In other words, the Gemara wants to know is, are we more worried about minimizing riboy mice or riboy shear? So the Gemara concludes, you should cut the one branch, which has three dates, in order to do riboy mice. So therefore, even though you're having someone dangerously ill, we have to limit the Shabbos violation as well. So again, so you have two Gemaras, you have four Gemaras, and obviously each school, each camp will have to enter all the ones, but on first glance, the Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Chav Ches Amud Beis, which says turning on the light, implies that even though she's not getting benefit from it directly, you could still do it. On the other hand, Kuf Ches Amud Beis says you should do it on a Shinoi. That would imply Dechuya. Or the Gemara in Yuma, Pei Dalet Amud Beis, if you do it Ayidei Gedolei Yisrael, that seems to be her trip, but as we said, it could be because you're afraid that if there are no other him around, you'll learn the one lesson. So really, it's Techuya. And the other Gemara in Menachas, we see we're more concerned about Riboy Maisa because of the Yisra of Ksira, and therefore it seems to be Techuya. So that's the, those, we get different messages from different Gemaras. Whether it's Hutra or Techuya, we'll have to continue tomorrow. There's a famous rush in Yuma, Periches, Simon Yudalid, where he seems to touch on this issue of whether it seems to be a case of Pikuach Nefesh on Shabbos, whether it's Hutra Dechuya.